him easy. And that's what I love about Newt, is he's not easy. In fact, David Yates described him in the first film as he wanted me to explore his knots, all the knottiness to him. And that was something that Jo built in her character in the first film and has extended in this film. And what I mean about knotty is making sure that you investigate the harder edges of that as well as just the soft ones, which may make him less instantly seeable or knowable, but I think make him who he is.
And it's this Newt that we're going to get to know a little better throughout this chapter. Where he lives, what he does, who he hangs out with, including Tina, who was once again played by Catherine Waterston.
So, between the first and second film, Newt and Tina have been separated by the Atlantic Ocean and maintained a correspondence, which was abruptly cut off when Tina discovers that Newt is engaged to Lita Lestrange.
He's not. Don't worry, folks. It's all a big misunderstanding.
Newt has very little social capacity, let alone with people that he finds attractive. He had managed to articulate himself enough when standing on those docks in New York to make it clear to Tina that he had great feeling for her, and she clearly did too. So there was a world in which I thought it all might be happy ever after, but no. Newt thinks it's because of him being particularly harsh about auras. Of course, Tina is an aura.
In case you're not familiar with the term, an aura is a highly trained specialist officer who investigates crimes related to the dark arts and is able to apprehend or detain dark wizards and witches. Anyway, as you were saying, Eddie.
But actually it transpires that the reason the letters have stopped is because Tina has seen a magazine in which a photo of myself, of Lita, and of my brother Theseus has appeared on the front of the magazine. And it is misquoted as saying that I'm getting married to Lita Lestrange rather than my brother Theseus actually getting married to Lita Lestrange. She's seen this. She remembered Lita's name being mentioned in the last film. And so she thinks that I've gone home and forgotten all about her. So unfortunately, we start the film in a place of complete miscommunication between two people that already can't communicate.
And so she has to sort of move on and get on with her life. And it's a big bummer. But she has her work to do, so she just, that's kind of Tina's way of coping with painful things. She just pours all of her energy and focus into her work. And so off to Paris she goes, and then Newt shows up.